USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
And a man's life is in tatters.
President Trump making two rally appearances yesterday, the latter in Mississippi, where he said his Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh's life is ruined because of sexual assault allegations against him that the president seems to be questioning.
A man's life is shattered. His wife is shattered. His daughters, who are beautiful, incredible young kids. They destroy people. They want to destroy people.
The president also saying the first woman to accuse Kavanaugh is not a reliable witness because she can't seem to remember any details about the incident she says happened 36 years ago. The Indonesian island struck by an earthquake and tsunami last Friday, now hit by another natural disaster as a volcano on the island of Sulawesi, has erupted in the past few hours. And this is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
A new report alleges that as a businessman, Donald Trump raked in millions from his father's real estate empire through suspect tax schemes. It's a New York Times front pager today. It claims that Trump worked his father's fortune to earn over $400 million in the 1990s and that he and his siblings established a sham company to disguise millions in gifts from their parents. Four alleged white supremacists arrested in connection with last year's deadly protests in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Benjamin Daley, Michael Marcellus, Thomas Gilman, and Cole White are not charged in the death of 32-year-old Heather Heyer, who was killed when a man drove his car into a group of anti-protesters. But they are being called among the most violent at the rally. Prosecutors say the four flew from California to Charlottesville, where they are seen on video punching, kicking, headbutting, and pushing men and women alike.
USA Radio's Wendy King there, and this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Netflix is about to let you decide how your favorite show will end, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
An official announcement has not been made, but the streaming service is reportedly developing a slate of specials that will let viewers choose the next storyline in a TV episode or movie. It's according to people familiar with the matter quoted by Bloomberg News. Black Mirror will be part of a slate of such projects being developed by the streaming giant as it enters into live-action interactive programming. An episode of Black Mirror in the show's fifth season, which is expected to debut sometime in December, is going to include that new feature. The company has already experimented with it in various kids' programs, giving viewers 10 to 15 seconds to make choices in episodes using their TV remote or video game controller. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Four alleged white supremacists have been arrested in connection with last year's deadly protests in Charlottesville, Virginia. Benjamin Daley, Michael Marcellus, Thomas Gilman, and Cole White are not charged in the death of 32-year-old Heather Heyer, who was killed when a man drove his car into a group of anti-protesters. But they are being called among the most violent at the rally. Prosecutors say the four flew from California to Charlottesville, where they are seen on video punching, kicking, headbutting, and pushing men and women alike. All four are charged with violating the Riot Act. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.